everyone. Today, I'm going to show you how to make a cobra with your hands. After my last video in which I showed everyone how to make a frog with their hands, it seems like there was a lot of debate as to whether it was a frog or a snake. Well, today, I'm going to show you how to make my version of a snake with your own two hands. And more specifically, I'd like to think that this is a cobra. So let's get started. So first step, you take one hand and you take the middle finger and you bend it down. All right? And then you take your index finger and you rest it on top of your middle finger. All right? It's gonna take some flexibility to make that happen. So feel free to use your other hand to make it so that your index finger is sitting right on top of your middle finger. All right? So then you're gonna do the same thing with your other hand. Take your hand, stick your middle finger down, rest your index finger on top of that finger. All right, and now you've made the eye holes for your snake. Okay, next step, you're gonna take your middle fingers, touch them together. All right, and then you take your ring finger of one hand and stick it through that eye hole that you've made with your other hand. One more time. Ring finger of one hand, stick it through the eye hole that you made with your other hand. And then take your ring finger of one hand, stick it through the eye hole that you've made with your other hand. So now you've made the eyes and the nose of your snake. Okay, last step, you take your thumbs and you bring them together in the middle. Alright, and there you have your cobra. Okay, and then for more added fun, you can take that pinky, which is dangling in the back, not doing anything, and you can bring it under into the mouth of your cobra. That way, your cobra has a tongue. There you go. Take your pinky, slip it under so that it appears in the mouth of your cobra. All right, so that's how you make a cobra with your own two hands. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more fun videos in the future.